This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Patrick Cotto. The Saluki softball team had a successful regular season thanks to the dominant pitching of four-year starter Brianna Jones. Jones has been with the softball team since her freshman year, but new coach Blaylock had many expectations for her.
Well, I definitely didn't come in thinking that I was going to start because most, you know, places don't, you know, you don't come in as a freshman and just start right off the bat. I think that is one reason that I came here is because I knew that I would get a chance with Carrie just because that's how she – I feel like that's how she recruits. She recruits to play, so.
As Jones began her first year, she looked up to sophomore pitcher Savannah Dover.
Because when you come in as a freshman, it's just all new and everything is just so hard to get used to. So I did look up to her, but then like once I got the hang of it, it was more of just go with the flow type of thing.
Coach Blaylock believes that Jones could break all the records here at SIU as her success never disappointed. In fact, Jones became SIU's all-time career wins leader after the Salukis defeated the Southeast Missouri State Redhawks on April 16th. That was her 85th career win, surpassing Amy Hari. She has added 5 more wins, giving her 90 heading into this weekend's Missouri Valley Conference tournament. She also became the 6th Saluki pitcher in program history with 600 strikeouts. But how did the coach find a pitcher like Jones?
So never saw her pitch at all before I started recruiting her. I had known we needed a pitcher and felt like we needed a stopper. And she won nationals at the 14 and under level and 16 and under level. So called her coach, asked her for a visit, came on a visit, recruited her, and then saw her. And glad that she was as good as I thought she might be.
Blaylock thinks that Jones has a good relationship with other pitchers.
Well, I just think that they worked very, very well together. All of my pitchers work well together because they realize it's such a team aspect. So, but Brianna was kind of a stopper at the very beginning.
Jones first checked out Middle Tennessee, but did not want to be that close to her hometown, Manchester, Tennessee. And with the connection of Coach Blaylock, she believed that SIU was the perfect fit.
I liked being kind of far away from home, but close enough that like my parents and stuff can come. So that's one major reason. But then like Carrie, like all the girls talked about her really good. So it was just like, I knew I was gonna be comfortable coming here.
Catcher Caitlin Masso knew Jones was gonna be a big factor for the team.
I knew she was like a really dominant pitcher. Like I knew she was one of the best, you know, at the MVC. And I knew that she threw hard and I had only caught one pitcher before her that threw even like remotely close to her. So I mean, I was a bit like scared, but I was really excited to learn from her and everything.
Masa believes that she and Jones have more than a pitcher-catcher relationship.
We have a really good relationship. Like we're good friends off the field too. You know, I can go up there and just say whatever's on my mind and just ask her like what's up, and it's not anything that, like she doesn't have to really hold anything back. Like she's just straight up with me. Where some pitchers might not be with their catchers.
With Masa being the catcher, she believes that Jones's pitches are much stronger than any other.
Probably, like, no one really, like, hits her balls, and sometimes they just don't swing, so it's a lot, like, of framing and everything, and she throws harder than a lot of people I've ever caught, so, you know, that's different.
Along with Masa, many players are returning next season, which gives Jones hope for the program.
I feel like just our whole team in general is a bunch of leaders, honestly. Like, there's not one person that doesn't know the game of softball and doesn't know how to, you know, just hold theirself during the game and stuff like that on and off the field. So I feel like coming back to Carrie, she recruits people that are good leaders in general. So, I mean, I think that it's going to be okay.
Along with Jones throwing 2 perfect games, Coach Blaylock knows Jones' best performance has yet to come.
Well, I just think, you know, what we want to do, take it one game at a time, but she is a phenomenal kid. I want the best for her. I want her to shatter the records that are here just because she's given us everything, and I think she will go down as one of the top pitchers to ever throw here.
As the Salukis enter the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament as the number 2 seed, Jones knows there will be good competition.
I think winning any game is really big for anyone, so... But winning our conference championship against the teams that we play some good competition in our conference. And so I think that is a really big deal for our team. Like, it's really rewarding, is what I would say.
The Salukis open the tournament today in Peoria. I'm Patrick Cotto.
Bree Jones will exit to a standing ovation in her final game here at Charlotte West Stadium.